Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I'm an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the commercial property policy, which is sometimes referred to by the initials CPP. Before I begin discussing the commercial package policy, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. In summary, a commercial package policy, CPP, generally combines insurance protection for major property and selected liability risks in one insurance package policy. This type of policy generally provides the basic coverage for larger businesses in contrast to the business owner policy, which is generally referred to as a BOP, B-O-P policy, which is typically designed for smaller businesses. In general terms, the commercial policy must contain at least two of the following commercial coverages, which can be selected by the business owner. This list includes 1, commercial property, 2, commercial general liability, 3, commercial crime, 4, commercial auto, 5, commercial inland marine, 6, boiler and machinery, 7, farm property and liability. You, as the business owner, should review your commercial package policy to make sure that it contains the appropriate commercial coverages. You, as the business owner, should also review the policy to see whether coverage is being provided on an actual cash value basis or a replacement cost coverage basis, which may have been added as an endorsement. You, as the business owner, can also determine whether your business policy is either a basic form, a broad form, or a special cause of loss form. In summary, the basic form generally includes coverage for claims arising out of fire, lightning, windstorm, hail, explosion, vandalism, smoke, sprinkler leakage, riot, or civil commotion, or sinkhole collapse, or volcano damage. In summary, the broad form includes perils found under the basic form plus coverage for damages that result from falling objects causing damage to the exterior, which results in interior damage. In addition, includes weight of ice and snow and snow damage, accidental discharge of water or steam under certain circumstances. In summary, the special cause of loss form includes all direct accidental losses except for those which may be specifically excluded, such as flood, war, wear and tear, and earth movement. You, as the business owner, need to be mindful that with a commercial package policy, there are certain obligations upon you as the named insured to have read and understood the commercial policy. If you are a business and have suffered damage that should be covered by your insurance company and are having difficulty with your insurance company, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your loss and your specific business insurance policy. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this informational segment and remind you that this segment can be considered under the ethical rules to be advertising that any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.